We welcome you back into Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Rocco Nucci. And it's time now for our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today we are shining the spotlight on Amherst. And there are so many wonderful things going on in the Amherst School District. And here to help us shed some light on that, we've got Mike Molnar, the Assistant Superintendent, and Sarah Walker, the Director of Student Services. Mike, Sarah, thank you guys so much for joining us. How are you today?
Excellent.
We're great. Thanks for having us, Andy.
Well, there are a lot of great things that you guys have done in the midst of this COVID-19 crisis. And I want to start with something that was done earlier this week. I know the Chronicle-Telegram had a nice article detailing this, but tell us all about the parade that some of your elementary school teachers recently put together. I think it was a lot of the second graders that were involved with this. What exactly went on here?
Well, I could talk about this one, Andy. The parade is just one example of some of the amazing outreach our teachers are doing for our students and our community. What happened with the parade was the second grade teachers got together and lined the parking lot with their cars, all maintaining appropriate social distancing measures. But they decorated their cars with positive messages, streamers, balloons, all sorts of things, and greeted the families and the kids as they were coming through the lunch pickup line. And so it was just one way to kind of show that we're still here for you and you know, we're positive. We need you to be positive and just kind of getting a chance to see everybody. Some other things that have been going on is our third grade team put a video together, as well as our high school put a video together where all the staff are kind of coming together and sending positive messages to the kids. And we've been trying to send those out via social media, you know, just making sure we all know that we're all in this together.
And it's a great way, certainly, to stay connected. And as you mentioned, to show the kids that they're still, that you guys are still there for them, you still care about them. And that was the one major takeaway in reading the article about how the teachers just love getting behind this. And I believe this turned into a parade of sorts, but I think this was originally called a carnival, correct? Wasn't that the original idea?
I believe so.
Very creative name, and it's interesting to see just how creative you guys have gotten over the last few weeks here. I mean, these are certainly some challenging times, and I want to dive into, you know, another topic that has certainly caught a little bit of heat in the news as well, and that's the demolition and construction. It's still considered a big part of the essential activity right now. So where do you guys stand with the construction of the concession stand and the restrooms at the football stadium?
Yeah, Andy, so we had extensive conversations with the construction management team, and we were basically allowing them to make the decision. If they felt they had the safety protocols in place and were able to continue construction, we certainly supported that. We were keeping our staff and everyone away if they wanted to do that. If not, then we felt comfortable just putting on hold for a while. They felt that they had everything in place, and they were going to move forward with the construction of the new concession stand and restroom. And so we think it's a great thing. We think it'll be a great thing in the fall when football starts. And we greatly appreciate, of course, Mercy Health for their support. It's through the naming rights agreement of our stadium that Mercy Health is putting that money towards those concession stands and restrooms. So, again, we love partnerships in Amherst, and we think it's going to be a great thing in the fall.
And let's certainly hope that things are clear by the fall so that we can rock and roll and everybody that comes out to the stadium can enjoy the new amenities with the new restroom and the new concession stand as well. Again, we are talking with Mike Molnar, Assistant Superintendent at Amherst, and Sarah Walker, the Director of Student Services on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Well, you guys have also been working with the district social worker as well as Second Harvest Food Bank. How is this partnership helping families in the Amherst community?
Well, you know, Andy, Mr. Molnar had mentioned partnerships, and that is such a big thing of what we do with the Amherst schools. And Jill Majorca is our district social worker, and she has pulled together a weekly drive-through pickup, if you will, with Second Harvest. So every Tuesday between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, families can drive through the Powers parking lot and pick up boxes of food. This includes perishables as well as some non-perishable items that can help their families get through the week. And every week, We've done this so far. There have been more and more families that have been coming through. This week, for example, on Tuesday, we had 100 families come through. 51 of those were new families from the week before, and it reached a total of 448 individuals within our district. We also have our, and the next pickup for that is next Tuesday on the 14th from 11 to 1 at Powers Elementary, again, the drive-through. And we are also doing school lunches that families can drive through and pick up once during the week. And this past week, we had 338 students come through that line on Tuesday for a total of 1,014 lunches to be distributed for the week. So it's like you had mentioned, we're all in this together, and this is just part of our outreach and our partnerships in order to make this work for everyone to the best of our abilities.
Those are some incredible numbers that you threw out there. I think that goes a long ways in detailing the reach with all of these partnerships mm-hmm. that you guys have to make sure that the families and the community are fed, no question about that. And, you know, talking about these partnerships, I mean, Second Harvest Food Bank, we know how much great work that they've done. The district social worker, I mean, following them on social media, the work that they've done and continued to do. I saw they have another bagged lunch giveaway this weekend. And also, speaking of this weekend, I feel like maybe a little bit of this has been lost in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis, and it's going to feel a little bit different celebrating Easter this weekend. But recently, you guys put some Easter baskets together for distribution. So what all went into this process?
Again, another example of these amazing partnerships we've got within the Amherst community. New Beginnings Church reached out to our district social worker and said, you know, Easter's coming up. We want to make the best of a tough situation for everyone. Would you be willing to help us distribute some Easter baskets? And so the New Beginnings Church put together these beautiful Easter baskets that contained all sorts of goodies for kids and for families. And our district social worker drove around and distributed those. So that way families are not wanting this holiday.
That's outstanding. I mean, at least that'll make it feel kind of like Easter this weekend. I know it's going to be a little bit different, but certainly an outstanding gesture for sure. Well, the COVID-19 crisis certainly has changed and challenged all of us over the past month. So specific to the Amherst School District, how exactly has the COVID-19 crisis both changed and challenged the district over the past month?
You know, Andy, I think, you know, through adversities when you really find out what everyone's made of. And we've always known we've had a great community and an awesome, amazing group of teachers and staff. And it just proved it. So I remember when the governor closed schools down on that Thursday, meeting quickly after school and talking about how we're probably going to have to come back in school on Monday because to, you know, distribute all of the Chromebooks and make them all go home. I couldn't see how we can get that done on that Friday. And our tech team said, well, if you as administrative staff don't want kids coming back on Monday after a weekend, we'll do whatever it takes and we'll get those home. So by the next day, in less than 24 hours, we had 2,500 Chromebooks going home with kids. We had pushed out before school let out our plan with a video and a slideshow. And so when the kids went home on that Friday, I mean, we had a plan in place before most school districts. And our community has just stepped up. Our teachers have done an amazing job. So, you know, we feel blessed that we've all come together. And, you know, the challenge is, you know, everyone has to change, right? We're kind of stuck in education sometimes on the game of education, of how things work. And this is totally throwing a loop in that. And things are totally different. So I think in the end, we'll all be better people, better educators, and we'll all have learned and grown quite a bit from this challenge.
And that seems to be somewhat consistent across the board, you know, with other districts that we've spoken to on the same segment in recent weeks. You know, it sure seems as though education is definitely changing, and that might not necessarily be a bad thing. And it seems like this crisis has certainly unveiled some new ways for education to move forward. Mike, can you speak a little bit more to that with some of the things that you've seen over the last 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, obviously we've had to adjust our instruction, so you know, a lot of things we traditionally do, you know, we had to think outside the box to do things differently. You can't, you know, sending things home in a different way, like the technology. We've done a lot with Google Hangouts and Google Classroom. Teachers have done a lot of recording videos and sending instruction home that way. We've done Hangouts to help kids with, you know, some tutoring and to catch them up on some things. So everyone's been really creative and, again, thinking outside the box. So we're very proud of that. One thing we did also recently is we eliminated grades for the fourth quarter and accountability. Our focus has been on helping the students learn and grow. We don't want them bogged down by thinking about their grade. So that's one thing that's been challenging recently. But, again, our focus is on the kids and helping them just learn and grow.
Sarah, I want to throw that your direction as well. You alluded to a few of these things going all the way back to our very first question about how some of the kids and certainly about how some of the teachers have adapted in these interesting and challenging times as well. But in your mind, too, and from your perspective, how exactly has this COVID-19 crisis changed and challenged you guys?
Well, I think it's like Mike had said, it's really causing us to rethink how we are reaching out to families and how we are understanding the specific situations that each one is in and doing our best to be as flexible as possible with when we are contacting families, how we are contacting families, and how we're interacting with them. Because the better communication we can have and the more transparent we can be with what we're able to provide and how we're able to provide outreach makes it a lot more comfortable for parents to let us in order to be able to support what it is that they have going on at home.
Have you noticed the same kinds of positive reaction from the students as well? It seems like they've really gotten behind this.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've had several meetings with families virtually, of course, and we've talked about, you know, how are you accessing the online? What can we do to support you? And, you know, kids are rocking it. They're getting their work done. They are reaching out to their teachers. They're setting up Google Hangouts with their teachers in order to ask questions and get feedback. And I've been really impressed at the support that we have seen both from the teachers and from the kids in response to all of this.
Outstanding. It certainly sounds like they've certainly made the most of a very, very challenging situation. Well, Mike and Sarah, thank you guys both so much for joining us. This was certainly an interesting conversation and a lot of great things, as always, happening in the Amherst School District, and we appreciate you guys giving us a few moments of your time to share some of it.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you guys very much. Again, that's Mike Molnar, Assistant Superintendent at Amherst, and Sarah Walker, the Director of Student Services, joining us on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Time for us to take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.